Saturday the 10th of September 2011, we're live at the Ladbrokes St Leger at Doncaster Racecourse, and we're joined by none other than TV legend Mr John McCruick. John, let's kick off with a non-racing question. What did you think of this year's Celebrity Big Brother?
Well, the only relief we all got of that revolting Jedward, didn't we? Obnoxious, absolute Burks they are. Really so wrapped up in themselves, nauseating creatures. They were odds-on favourites to win it. Thank goodness they didn't win it. Kerry was terrific once again. She always comes through. The public love her. The runner-up, Paddy, was a terrific winner. Great for the travelling community. That's, you know, was, the only one there didn't go in with a game plan. And Blade himself was a 10-1 chance when they started off, and he goes and wins. So Paddy, a really great winner. But the great relief, there's awful Jedwards can't go around and saying they won Celebrity Big Brother. They didn't.
Now, John, the nation loved you when you were a Big Brother housemate. So we've made sure we've lined up plenty of cans of Diet Coke for you today. Is there anything else you need?
Well, I could do with a winner from you. Come on, give us a winner on the Ladbrokes and Leger. Come on, you help me out. Who are you going for?
John, that's my question to you. You're the racing legend. Today's a Ladbrokes St Leger. Who's going
to
win?
I'd like Blue Bunting to win. Filly's got a terrific record in the race. The very first running of the race in 1776, 2-1 on, Alakabulia won it for a filly to win it. So 41 fillies have won it. They won it six times since the war. They've had 47 runners since the war. Six times they've gone and won it. And Blue Bunting to win 1,000 guineas and then come along and win the mile and three-quarter plus Ladbrokes and Leger is an extraordinary performance. Oso Sharp went and did it in 85. Meld in 55 won it. And I think six fillies have won the 1,000 guineas and come on to win the Ladbrokes and Leger. So I'd love Blue Bunting to win. Really game filly, first time against the boys, of course. Sea Moon will be very hard to beat, and the Voltigeur's got a great record in the race. But a lot of people are saying Seville for Ireland, Price Price, and the best gone for Seville for Ireland. Well, 12 horses beaten in the Voltigeur as he was, come on to win the St Leger. So you can be beaten in the Voltigeur, you can win the St Leger. That also brings in the Genius Beast, and Godolphin named that after me, by the way, the Genius Beast. So Seville is not ruled out on the stats, but 13 Voltigeur winners and 40 have tried to win it, 13 have won it after winning the Voltigeur. So that's a good stat for Sea Moon, puts him at around 2-1, and that's the price he was pushed out today. Ominous is the opposition in the exchanges, and they're going, they're saying good to firm here, plenty of grass, but that is against Sea Moon. He would really like plenty more rain, and no rain's now going to come today.
Okay, there we go. Some expert tips from a racing legend. Now, finally, John, your other half, the Booby. Does she like a day in the races, and is she here today?
Oh, the Booby, I'm sick to death. She's a Yorkshire girl. So Yorkshire girls do know their place. They look after their men, and they're good cooks. So there's much more of me now than when the Booby married me. But I'm just sick of her. She's old. Her body's sagging. I'm fed up with the Booby. So she's well away from me now. Thank goodness for that.
John, thanks for chatting to us.
I'm going to admire all the Yorkshire totty.